Welcome, my friends, to our full moon ceremony. As you know, each month our sun moves into a different constellation, and this usually occurs around the 21st or 22nd of every month. At this full moon, the sun is in the constellation of Scorpio, and the moon, sitting exactly opposite the sun, is in the sign of Taurus. So these are the two energies we will be dealing with this month. I'm curious as to what comes to mind for you when you hear someone is a Scorpio. Being a Scorpio myself, I can tell you that many times when I tell someone that, I get the distinct feeling that they're backing away, trying to protect themselves from some malevolent energy. And it's true that the lower expression of this energy can be frightening. Let's talk for a few minutes about the different levels at which this energy can manifest. When I speak about different levels, it's important to mention that the energy itself doesn't transmit at different levels. The way the energy is received and expressed is entirely individual to each person, and it depends on where the level of your consciousness resides. At the lowest, unevolved level, the personality has no conscious connection to its divine nature. It believes it is just a personality, an ego, and nothing else. If that is where a person lives, it is the ego that will be stimulated, our selfish lower nature. If we have any connection at all to our higher self, or the soul, it is those soulful qualities within us that will be stimulated. That's why it's important to try to keep our level of consciousness at as high a level as we can, so that when these energies descend, they can stimulate the highest that is in us, rather than our lower natures. I think it might be helpful to describe the expressions of the Scorpio energies in symbols. The lowest expression of this energy is often symbolized by the scorpion. It will use its stinger to attack anyone it feels threatened by. A Scorpio person living on this level can be a bit scary. They are often manipulative, secretive, devious, reactive, powerful, and seductive. This is the dark side of this energy. The next level of expression is symbolized by the phoenix. The phoenix has made the journey into the underworld, has transformed the darkness within, and he arises from the ashes, liberated and free. This is a more highly evolved Scorpio, courageous and unafraid to face its own darkness. The final symbol is the eagle. The eagle represents liberation into enlightenment. It is pure spirit. It has risen above everything in the physical world and sees the truth from the highest perspective. Most of us have a way to go to reach that height. Let's talk now for a few minutes about the Scorpio energy in general. These are the qualities that she brings to us. Again, how we use this energy depends on our spiritual maturity. Scorpio brings us the gift of mystery, the unknown, the darkness. She moves in like a detective, ready to unveil all that is hidden and secretive, that which is below the surface. She will not rest until she discovers the deepest underlying message beneath all the subterfuge. You might ask yourself now, am I willing to face my own darkness? How comfortable am I with the unknown, the mystery? Mars is one of the rulers of Scorpio and is known as the god of war. Mars gives us the courage to do battle, to fight the good fight. So if you find yourself unwilling or afraid to face your demons, call on Mars to infuse you with courage and strength. We can use the energies of the planets in this way. We can invoke them to guide us and infuse us with whatever energy we need. Scorpio understands the cycles of life, how everything dies and is reborn, how transformation is always possible, and her journey carries her to all the places in need of redemption. This is the Pluto energy at work. Pluto is another of Scorpio's ruler, and is known as the planet of death and rebirth, just as Scorpio is known as the sign of death and rebirth. Pluto digs down deep to help bring to the surface whatever we may need to look at, that which lies in our unconscious. In this way, it is brought to the light of our awareness and becomes available for healing. Scorpio is the warrior, always tested, always giving trials to overcome, but with the strength needed to triumph. The soul-centered mantra given for Scorpio speaks to this journey of transformation. Warrior am I, and from the battle I emerge triumphant. This is a sign of discipleship, and on this path we will meet the darkness of our hidden self. We will do battle, but by invoking the light of our soul to shine upon what is unredeemed in us, we transform whatever is in need of healing. That is how we emerge triumphant. How do you react to the challenges that come your way? In this Scorpio month, there will be tests, trials, and challenges. Will you greet them as a friend, as an opportunity to look at what needs healing? Will you welcome them into your heart and hold them with love and compassion? That is the healing balm that will transform the darkness. Let me share with you a personal story. I'm a Scorpio, as I mentioned, and several years ago I noticed that every year around this month, an unresolved issue would become clear in my awareness, something that needed my attention. When it arrives, I am invited to inquire as to its deeper meaning. What do I need to learn from this? A few years ago, it was the issue of how I deal with grief. I had lost two family members and a close friend, all within the span of a few months. What became clear to me after inquiring was within was that I needed to allow myself to continue the grieving process and not move too quickly away from my sadness. This year, the issue came most unexpectedly from an article I read in the New York Times. Now, I had read this article before, sort of skimming it, but this time I read it carefully, and it explained in great detail the possibility of a major earthquake here in the Northwest where I live. For some reason, I was immediately enveloped in fear. It was quite remarkable, really, when I look at it, to go from a state of calm and steadiness to utter fear and terror within a few minutes. I was completely taken over, and for a few days my mind continued to play out the worst-case scenarios. I saw myself carried away by a tsunami, or imagined my house sliding down under a massive mudslide, or crumbling into pieces with me buried underneath. To be fair, the article was fairly dramatic in the way it described the effects. Everything west of the I-5 corridor will be toast. Well, I live west of the I-5 corridor, so I even thought, shall I move east of the I-5 corridor? But then I realized my kids and grandkids all lived west of the freeway, and would I really want to stick around if they were all gone? You get the picture. After a few days, I caught myself and realized what was happening. I was totally identified with my fear. I was fear. That's all I was. Well, then I decided to start practicing what I preach, which I don't always do, but this time I did. First, I began just sitting quietly and not fighting it, but noticing where fear lived in my body. Okay, the throat constricts, the chest gets tight, the stomach a bit nauseated. Okay. Then I imagined what I would say to my grandchild if he or she were terrified. I would repeat reassuring words. So I began saying to myself, there, there, it's going to be all right. You are all right. Shh, I'm here. It's going to all be okay. As soon as I got quiet, I began to put that fear right into my heart, where I surrounded it with all the love I could muster. I said to myself, I know this is hard, but this is just what it means to be human. Remember, everyone in the world has felt this fear. Can I send compassion to everyone in the world who feels fear? Can I give that same compassion to myself? It's quite amazing what happens when you process feelings in this way. They start to dissipate. Their intensity lessens, and you begin to feel that you are not just your fear. You get some distance. I heard myself say, "I am a soul, and my personality is having a moment of fear." Once I got some distance, I could see more clearly. I recognized that I had no control over whether an earthquake hits or not, but there were many things I could do that would give me as much protection as possible. From that awareness, I could take some helpful actions. Identifying with our essence after we have acknowledged and accepted the feeling is one way transformation occurs. This is what is meant by bringing our darkness into the light. Let me share a poem I wrote a few years ago that captures what I think this energy is asking of us this month. Make of my heart a resting place, where all can come to be blessed, to be cleansed, to be immersed in a cauldron of love. Welcome, fear. Welcome, anxiety. Welcome, confusion and uncertainty. Come and rest. Lay your bodies down. Be cradled in the waters of love. Now let's shift gears a bit. Did you know that the ancients believed that winter was a time of great spiritual power, when the sun journeyed through the underworld, gathering the secrets of life and death until its rebirth in spring? The themes of life and death and the journeying into the underworld is what Scorpio is all about. It's about transformation, letting go of the old, of whatever has become hard and rigid within us, whatever has outlived its usefulness. This journey is symbolized for us in the mythical tale of Hercules. In this ancient legend, we have the story of this man god who faces 12 challenges as he seeks to elevate his consciousness. These challenges correspond to the 12 signs of the zodiac and the obstacles that are presented to each of us as we travel around the astrological wheel each year. He is guided at each challenge by the great presiding one. In Scorpio, he's given the task of seeking out the Hydra, a fierce dragon that lies hidden in the dark swamps. The great presiding one gives him only these three statements to assist him. We rise by kneeling. We conquer by surrendering. We gain by giving up. Hercules finds the dragon and does his best to slay him with his powerful sword, but the Hydra has 9 heads, and each time Hercules cuts one off, another appears. Finally, in desperation and exhausted, he remembers the words of his guide. He kneels in humbleness, recognizing that by himself he cannot conquer the dragon. He surrenders to a higher will. He must tap into his own higher wisdom. He must give up his idea of how to conquer and overcome this obstacle. As he recognizes his own inner wisdom, gives up his own agenda, and asks for help, he is guided to lift the Hydra up to the light, and there, to his surprise, the Hydra is transformed. This is the Scorpio journey, the journey of transformation. We are asked to look at all the negative aspects of our personality and lift them up to a higher frequency. so they can more closely align with the vibration of the soul. We must kneel in humbleness at our unsuccessful attempts to deal with these personality problems with only the personality to help. Low vibration cannot heal low vibration. In surrendering to a higher will, we invoke a greater wisdom, a larger perspective. We surrender to the soul's agenda. When we give up all our striving and efforting and rest in the soul, we can transmute that effort into an aspiration where we just aspire to open and allow our own true nature to unfold. Our own true nature, divine beauty, joy, and strength will unfold in its own time, at its own pace. In the meantime, we can just acknowledge what our true nature is and identify with that, thus raising our whole consciousness up into the light divine. Let us prepare now for meditation. Please make sure you are seated comfortably with the spine relatively erect. Begin to gently focus on the breath, breathing slowly and rhythmically. Let the nervous system carry the message of relaxation to every organ, every muscle, tendon, ligament, bones, skeletal system, and cells. Feel the body as it lets go and enters a deep state of relaxation. Now let us silently sound the sacred Om into the emotional body. Now sound the Om into the mental body. And finally, an Om into the physical body itself. Feel the alignment that takes place from these sacred tones. From this place of alignment, let us breathe into our heart the color of Scorpio, scarlet red. See this color as a mist that descends into the room and breathe it into your heart. Feel the heart as it receives this passionate, vibrant energy. By breathing the color of Scorpio into your heart, you are saying that you are willing to receive this powerful energy into your being. Now, bring your attention to the crown of your head and imagine the light of the soul emanating from this ball of light that sits atop your crown chakra. Repeat silently. I am the soul, and also love am I. Above all else, I am will and fixed design. My will is now to lift the lower self into the light divine. This light I am. Take a few minutes now to contemplate if there is anything in your life that you recognize is in need of transformation. Are you struggling with some issue in your life right now? Let us consider the words of the Great Presiding One. We rise by kneeling. Are you willing to humble yourself and say, I can't heal this issue on my own, on the level of my personality. I need help with this. Are you willing? If so, in your mind's eye, lift that issue, that problem, that struggle, up to the light of the soul. See yourself lifting it to the area above the crown. Then ask the soul to shine its light on this issue. Ask for a greater understanding, a higher perspective, guidance and reassurance. Then wait in silence for insight. Now, let us remember the second instruction. We conquer by surrendering. What do you need to surrender for this issue to transform? An old way of thinking? A stuck pattern? Your little will? Can you surrender your little will to your greater wisdom? Can you let go of how you think it should all work out and say, I trust in the greater will of my soul? Imagine that higher will, the will of your own soul, pouring into you. Feel it as a verticalness, a feeling of strength. Then seize that strength and make it your own. The last instruction was, we gain by giving up. Can you let go of striving and effort and struggle and just allow the soul to shine its light on you and remind you of how perfect you already are? Can you let go of trying so hard and just trust in your soul to lead you? Can you sink into the knowing that the soul and the universe totally support you? Can you rest there? In closing, I'd like you to repeat to yourself silently this mantra. May I be at peace. May I be free of suffering. May I remember the beauty, the joy, and the strength of my own true nature. May I be healed. May I live my life with ease. Bring yourselves gently back now to the room you are sitting in. Feel your feet planted firmly on the floor. Feel yourself connected to the earth. And when you are ready, open your eyes. We will close now with the great invocation, followed by three ohms. From the point of light within the mind of God, let light stream forth into the minds of men. Let light descend on earth. From the point of love within the heart of God, let love stream forth into the hearts of men. May Christ return to earth. From the center where the will of God is known, let purpose guide the little wills of men. the purpose which the masters know and serve. From the center, which we call the race of men, let the plan of love and light work out, and may it seal the door where evil dwells. Let light and love and power restore the plan on earth. And we will close with three ohms. Om. Om.